USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Washington Post is reporting House Democrats are considering a $2.9 trillion tax hike for the next 10 years. As they search for ways to pay for President Biden's $3.5 trillion social spending plan, a draft proposal from the Ways and Means Committee was discovered in Washington Sunday night. There's already bickering going on. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, wants to spend only $1 to $1.5 trillion. Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, calling anything short of $3.5 trillion totally unacceptable. End quote. Tropical Storm Nicholas headed toward the coast Sunday night, threatening to bring heavy rain and floods to coastal areas of Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana, where roughly 117,000 households remain without electricity since Hurricane Ida came to town. Nicholas is expected to reach land on Monday, then over several days is expected to produce heavy rainfall up to 10 inches in Texas and southwest Louisiana. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Nebraska's governor is pushing back on Biden's vaccine mandate. Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden announced last week that the Department of Labor is drafting rules that would require all businesses that have more than 100 employees to mandate that they receive the COVID vaccine. Several Republican governors immediately pushed back against the announcement, with some promising a legal fight. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is one of those governors speaking out. He tells Fox News that while he's advocated for people to get the vaccine, it shouldn't be forced on them by the government.
First of all, we have been encouraging people to get vaccinated. We've been providing information and encouraging people to reach out to their neighbors because vaccines work and they will help people. But it should be a personal health care choice. This is not something that the government should mandate. And somebody shouldn't have to make the choice between keeping their job and getting a jab in the arm. I mean, it's just wrong. I've talked to people, a number of people, who have told me if they made me take the vaccine, I'm just going to be fired. I'm not going to do it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Taliban overran the Afghanistan government, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken remained on vacation in the Hamptons. Monday, he will be questioned on America's chaotic withdrawal that got 13 U.S. servicemen and women killed. Blinken is scheduled to testify at 2 p.m. Eastern. Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul tells Fox News some of the questions he's planning on asking.
Why did this go so bad? How did he get it so wrong? Why didn't he listen to the intelligence community warnings since April and May of this last year? Instead, they listened to, you know, Zal Khalilzad, the special envoy, this rosy dream that they were going to somehow negotiate a last-minute deal with the Taliban. It was absolutely fantasy world. It was like a Yale faculty lounge rather than, you know, a war on the ground. I want to know why he left American citizens behind. I want to know why our interpreters, who put their lives on the lines and fought with our special forces, why were they left behind?
Scientists in Chile have discovered the fossil of a so-called flying dragon dinosaur, the first of its kind found in the southern hemisphere. The dragon, which roamed the Earth 160 million years ago, was found by paleontologists in Chile. It has a long pointed tail, wings, and sharp protruding pointed teeth. The desert where it was found hasn't seen rain for decades, making it a gold mine for fossil discoveries. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.